Track 9, and now it's back to the news. Town wins gold in first in Bloom outing. A Teignbridge Town's first entry into Southwest in Bloom's main competition bagged a gold award. Bovey Tracy's horticultural prowess saw the town awarded gold in this year's Royal Horticultural Society Southwest in Bloom campaign. 2024 was the first year the town entered the main competition, having previously achieved gold in the pennant class, which is a precursor to the main competition, and was first trialled in 2013. The town's entries included Bovey in Bloom, entries from businesses, and entries into the It's Your Neighbourhood category, which consists of horticultural related community groups. The Brookside Tea Room, the Bell Inn, and the Cromwell Hotel won gold, with Cafe 360 and the Dolphin Hotel winning silver. The It's Your Neighbourhood Awards saw Bovey Tracy Garden Club, Bovey Tracy Primary School, and Dartmoor Community Kitchen Hub each credited as thriving, with the town's community garden and the Friends of Millmarsh Park's display described as outstanding. This year was the first time we have entered the main competition for Bovey in Bloom. Previous years have achieved gold in pennant class, which is a precursor to the main competition, so we were delighted to have been awarded gold, said Councillor Sheila Brooke, Mayor of Bovey Tracy. This is a testament to the volunteers, Brimley Women's Institute, the business of Bovey Tracy and Bovey Tracy Town Council, Councillor Brooke added.
Biking adventurers raise close to £4,000. Two friends have completed a motorbike ride from John O'Groats to Land's End, raising thousands for charity in the process. With more than 100 years of biking experience between them, Geoffrey Pickerell and Pete Stevens' love of motorbikes brought the Newton Abbott duo together for a ride dubbed Last Long Ride. The ride was in aid of Newton Abbott Rotary Club and Newton Abbott Community Shed. Geoffrey, a long-time member of the former, and Peter, a founding member of the latter. In total, Geoffrey and Pete raised close to £4,000. We had some absolutely great rides and met some fantastic people along the way, Pete said. With Geoff's connection to the Rotary Club, the two bikers stayed at fellow Rotarians' homes and, where necessary, spent the night at hotels. Our hosts in Glasgow, Ian and Margaret, had this amazing house. They were proper Glaswegian, really lovely. They gave us a wonderful meal when we arrived and breakfast too. But the highlight was when Geoff and I left and rode down their driveway while Ian was wearing his Tam O'Shanter playing Scotland the Brave on the bagpipes. It was an absolutely magic moment, Pete said. A journey of several days, the trip saw Pete and Geoff navigate both sunshine and heavy rain, which proved to be the foremost challenge the two friends faced. I suppose I should also admit to various aches and pains from riding in one position for a long way. I celebrated my 76th birthday the day before we reached John O'Groats, Geoff added.
New benches on which to enjoy Dawlish. Two new benches have been installed in Dawlish thanks to a disabled resident. Carolyn Raby, who uses crutches to walk or a scooter, lives in Dawlish town centre. She noticed visitors and those on coach trips who had limited mobility struggled to find places to sit further along the lawn. Carolyn mentioned the problem to Dawlish councillors John and Linda Petherick. And from their councillor funds, the couple agreed to pay for two benches to be installed in two places along the Strand near the bowling green. Carolyn explained there were problems for older people along this part of the Strand. One seat had been removed as it had been damaged, so there was nowhere to sit. When the Strand underwent regeneration, many of the seats were taken away. Two benches are now in place, one facing on the lawn, the other onto the strand, about halfway along the strand. It is hoped that this will help locals and visitors with limited mobility to have somewhere to sit while enjoying the whole town centre.
Winnings in Devon Bonds. Premium bondholders in Devon won £985,000 in the October draws. The winner of the latest prize draw include 84 winners in the county whose winnings combined almost reach £1 million for high-value prizes. The latest data from National Savings and Investments after the winners of the October premium bonds draw were announced included two lucky winners in Devon scooping £100,000. Of the 84 winners from Devon, the average holding amount of premium bonds was just under £40,000. At the national level, there were 1,503 winners of high-value prizes for the month of October. Prize draws are conducted every month.
Folk Preservation Society launches in Tynmouth. An organisation that celebrates folk heritage and kinship launched in Tynmouth on Sunday with the opening of a community space, shop and gallery. Based on 4th Street in Tynmouth, the Folk Preservation Society will host performances, workshops, film screenings and other events in its community space, which is also available for people to sit and chill. Makers will also be able to exhibit in the gallery, while the shop will sell records, books, oddities and art. It's about exploring what it is to be folk today, what it was in the past and what it might be in the future, explained Folk Preservation Society co-founder Amory Rose. We're here to create space to explore, in form and action, what unites us, why our differences are as important as our similarities, and how to create society, she added. The space has been designed to be as welcoming as possible for the whole community, with a sofa, access to a kitchen, and games and books to enjoy. Everybody is welcome. No matter where you're from, no matter where you're going, you're welcome to use this space. We want to make it as friendly and welcoming as possible for the local community, and also the wider network, and we will be using social media and modern ways to hopefully reach right across the country and even across the world, said Amory.